Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman gets the shock of his life when he returns to Richard Haller's hideout to find the red-bearded traitor waiting for him.
I had a hunch you'd be back sooner or later, Mr. Kent.
What did you call me?
Kent. Your other name is Clark Kent, and don't bother to deny it, because I have evidence and proof that Clark Kent and Superman are one and the same person.
Before you get that proof, get this angle. Let's say you're riding in a rocket ship. Your pilot's about to land you on the moon. He flies straight up, away from the moon's surface, so the moon's gravity can pull the rocket down stern first. Then he speeds up the motors. Just enough so the upward thrust balances the downward gravity pull, eases you down backwards. A beautiful landing.
Exciting? I'll say it is. Like the excitement when you get your rocket model from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, a gyrocket that you launch right from your hand. A gyrocket that slashes into the air, up over the treetops.
A sleek, brilliant colored gyrocket, almost half a foot long, with a slim, gleaming, streamlined wooden body.
The steel propeller at the stern bites into the air with maximum power.
With your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just snap your arm up and watch the rocket streak off.
Send for a whole fleet of gyrockets right now. For each gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
With the original Superman rocket burned beyond repair, and the only known model having exploded in midair, the fear that Richard Haller, rare book collector, big game hunter, and world enemy number one, was about to sell the secret of the rocket to a foreign power, no longer disturbs Superman. But, convinced that Haller is still dangerous, the Man of Steel returned to the red-bearded traitor's hideout in the woods, only to receive the shock of his life when Haller, his bright, beady eyes gleaming, faced him and said,
I have evidence and proof that Clark Kent and Superman are one and the same person.
Now, where did you get that ridiculous information?
From very reliable sources. You don't deny it, do you?
I wouldn't waste time denying it.
Then you admit it.
I admit nothing. And if you think this little stall is going to save your neck, you're crazy. I'm delivering you to the FBI in Washington if it's the last thing I do.
Of course, you know the first thing I'll tell them and the world is that Clark Kent is Superman.
They'll laugh at you.
Not when I show them the proof.
What proof?
For one thing, even Kent's Bible. Your foster father's Bible.
My foster father? What are you talking about?
No, you Superman. I've got it in black and white. There were several entries in the back of Eben Kent's Bible. One had to do with a rocket that fell from the sky. A rocket with an infant boy in it. And there was another entry about how Kent's adopted the child. How they named him Clark and brought him up. About how big and strong he was. Stronger than any other boy in the county. It was simple for me to put two and two together.
Only this time, two and two don't make four. You're barking up the wrong tree, Haller.
Am I? What about this? Tonight, before the fire, I emptied my automatic at Clark Kent. Now, I am a cracked pistol shot, and I couldn't possibly have missed with all eight bullets. And yet, Mr. Kent wasn't hit. Do you know why? Because the bullets bounced off his body.
All through?
Yes, I think that's enough. But don't let it worry you, Superman. I'll keep your secret if you keep mine.
Do you think, even if your fantastic story were true, that I'd make a deal with you?
If you don't, you're washed up. You'll never be able to work undercover again.
Now, get this straight, Haller. I don't care what evidence you think you've got. I don't care whether it means the finish of me. I'm taking you to the FBI without any deals and without any bargains. And I'm taking you now. ¶¶
just spoke with Mr. Miller, Superman. He's leaving his home at once. He should be here in 45 minutes.
Oh, thank you. We'll wait. Sit down, Haller.
You're really going through with this, aren't you?
You bet I am.
All right. I know when I'm licked. I thought I could blackmail you into giving me a break, but I was wrong. What can I do now to square things?
You can't square anything with me.
But suppose, just suppose I gave you the secret of the Superman rocket.
You can't give it to me because you haven't got it. The original rocket went up in flames and the model you tested exploded. You forgot one small detail. I know that detail, and once I dispose of you, I'm going to build a model myself.
You can't. The original's gone. It's melted steel and ashes. You can't make another model. But maybe you won't have to. Maybe I have one already made.
That line won't work, Haller.
No, it isn't a line. Believe me, it's the truth. There is another model.
Really?
Yes. And if you take me to my house in Metropolis, if you can get me there in 20 minutes, you can have the model.
Huh. Why 20 minutes?
I'll tell you why. I gave the model to one of my men. He's going to call my house at 3 a.m. It's 20 minutes to 3 now. If I'm not there, he has orders to destroy the model.
Why are you doing this? Why this sudden change of heart?
I told you I know I'm licked. Maybe if I cooperate, the FBI won't be so hard on me.
I don't trust you, Haller. You're up to something.
No, believe me, I'm not. I'm just trying to make things easier for myself. What could I possibly hope to gain by lying to you now?
Oh, nothing, really.
No, absolutely nothing. I gambled on being able to threaten you into playing ball with me, and I lost. Now I might just as well cooperate. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Then take me to Metropolis. There's only 15 minutes left.
All right, Haller. I'll take a chance. As you said, what can I lose?
You lose nothing, but we must hurry. Time is short.
Don't worry about the time. I'll get you there before 3. Let's go, Haller. A minute and a half to go, Haller. Where's your pal's phone call?
He'll call. Don't worry.
He'd better. For your sake, more than mine.
Why won't you trust me? Didn't I give you even Kemp's Bible?
When a man like you gives something away, especially something as valuable as you think that Bible is, I really get suspicious.
I'm smart enough to know when I'm licked. When you wouldn't play ball with me even to save the secret of your double identity, I knew I was through.
Less than a minute left now.
Joe will call. I can depend on him.
25 seconds.
He'll call, I tell you.
20 seconds.
Joe never let me down. He won't now.
15 seconds. 14. 13. 12.
Tensely, their eyes on the large grandfather clock in Richard Haller's trophy room. Superman and Haller hear the last seconds before the fatal hour tick away. Was Haller telling the truth? And will his man phone? Or, as Superman half suspects, is Haller trying to set a trap? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by!
Talk about phone calls. You want to phone all your friends about the fun you're having with your gyrocket.
That's the terrific hand-sized rocket model from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. A gyrocket all your own. A slim, gleaming gyrocket, almost half a foot long. A gyrocket that you yourself can launch to zoom up, flashing into the sky, up over the treetops.
Correct. A gyrocket shaped of brilliant colored wood, slender and streamlined.
At the power end is a glittering steel propeller that packs the gyrocket with power.
Remember, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a rugged steel and wood model built to stand up under hundreds of launchings. And with your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod plus a wooden rocket launcher.
Right. It's so simple to operate, anybody can launch it right from his hand. Then watch the gyrocket streak up into the air.
Now's the time to get in on all the excitement and fun. Get several gyrockets. Start your fleet of the future today.
Listen carefully. For each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep together with a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Don't delay. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In Richard Haller's trophy room, where Superman and Haller are awaiting a phone call from one of Haller's henchmen, the long hand of a large grandfather clock has just closed on the hour.
3 o'clock. Your man didn't call, Haller.
Maybe the clock's fast.
We checked it with both of our watches, remember?
Oh, yeah.
All right, come on, Haller, open up. You knew there wasn't going to be any phone call. You're up to some trick. What is it?
No, it's no trick. I swear it's Superman. Maybe something happened to Joe.
Something's going to happen to you, and no maybes unless you tell me the truth. There isn't another model of the rocket, is there?
Yes, there is.
There is, eh? Well.
Must be Joe now.
All right, answer it. And remember, I'm right here. So don't try anything.
Hello, that you, Joe? Everything okay? Oh, good, bring it right over here. Hurry. Yes, to my house. Hold on. There, you see, that was Joe. He's bringing the model right over.
I believe it when I see it.
And you're a hard man to convince, but Joe will be here in a few minutes, and then you'll see for yourself.
I wrapped it in this paper, boss.
Okay, Joe, here. Here's your model, Superman. Do you believe now I'm shooting straight with you?
Well, looks like the right model, but...
It is the right model. We made it the same time we made the other one from the same designs and the same dyes.
There seems to be a slight difference. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, there can't be any difference. It's a perfect scale duplicate of the original Superman rocket.
Well, I'll find out soon enough. I'm going to take care of that little detail that you found missing in the other one and then test the model.
You are? Where? When?
That's my business, Heller. I'm going to get to work right now. Oh, by the way, don't either of you try to leave this house. The police squad I called for is on the grounds now.
No, we won't try to leave.
Good.
Superman.
Yes?
If the model works, and I'm sure it will, the FBI ought to appreciate my cooperation, huh?
That's up to them. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Gee, boss, I don't know what you're up to, but I don't like it. Monkeying around with Superman. He's too big.
The bigger they are, Joe, the harder they fall. And Superman's going to fall like a ton of bricks.
Rubbing his hands gleefully, red-bearded Richard Haller looks quite pleased with himself. What is he up to? Has he set a trap? And has Superman fallen into it? Yes, fellows and girls, Haller has set a cunning trap, which may prove to be too much for even Superman. We'll find out more about it tomorrow, when Superman tests the model of the amazing rocket which brought him to Earth, and which he now hopes may be used to preserve peace. So be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 12 of The Secret Rocket.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.